What's up, guys? KT here. It's going to be a little bit of an interesting show. I'm going to be doing something while I record this. So this is KT. How you doing? Oh, I'm just clicking on some links right now for UP and, moving along. And I talked about this before, I think, on my show. And I think I've talked about probably last year more. I had like a little party for my one. I'm not doing anything for 2 years, but my 2 year anniversary of podcasting. Let's get to the point, guys. Not even gonna lie. I've had a lot of reflection in over 2 years of show of a podcast. I'll have a more in depth 1 year anniversary, June 30th, whatever. The July squad forever, all that. And I started off as a, how do I put this? A humble young man and someone who really didn't have an eye on this. All I knew is I had potential in this podcasting. I formed a show called Touch of Clutch, and the reason why I'm recording it is this is the day I kind of had the idea of Touch of Clutch Opinions, the first ever show I did. And I just said to myself, Here we go. And let's start. And I opened it up and I said, "All right, let's try our best." And I said to myself, "Well, you don't really get something bigger if you don't understand the value of finding the bigger guy, in a sense." And I kept saying to myself, I need to find the bigger guy. You know, what's the bigger guy other than just this recorder app or opinion app, whatever it was called? I don't even know if it's on there anymore. I don't even know if it's on the internet. It collapsed. But I just kept saying to myself, man, we're going to have a show, you know, and I just wanted to be a host. The anchor came into my life that fateful day. And the first month, it was hard, man. I'll be honest with you. It was hard and it was great because I hit it right off the bat. I made a community. I reached out to everybody. I was just like a man on a mission. I don't think I even remember what I was doing. That's how dialed in I was. Community, right? That was the main word that went around 2 years ago. Community, 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 community. And of course, echo, shout outs, and you know, voice messaging, and just really liking each other's stuff. It was just a positive, supportive community, right? And the supportiveness really carried on. As I got older, in my anchor days, I said, "All right, well, I have to go on vacation, right?" And just looking back, that vacation probably changed my world. It allowed me to think deep. It allowed me to get creative. Yeah. You know, that's fine. But when I got back, I wasn't the same. You know, it took me about 10 days to get back to adjusted. And it was hard. It was one of the hardest 10. Then when I got back to day 11, there was a minor scare on the app where I got, I don't like to say bullied, but it was just more teased, harassed. I know how to handle it. It was the first time I ever got harassed on the internet. So that happened. And then I humbly accepted it and just said, "All right, hey Kevin, this is what's going to be the cost of whatever." And then I, came on the app and called Randy one day. I listened to his tangent. I made the Anchor Nation. And really, 2017, that whole year was good, man. And then after the Anchor Nation, they had the anchor contest thing, 2017 late, 2018, carried momentum, and I won the contest. I became the guy. You know, I remember winning the contest on like November 20th and, you know, I whatever, 28th, and I just said to myself, man, I'm the guy. You know, I didn't even want to, I try to stay humble, but I knew that moment for just that one day, I'm going to be the guy. Like, I did it. I'll stay humble, but for that one moment, I was the guy on that app, and along came I was going to say the Michelin Man. Like, along came the app and the more contests and the more things they were doing. I don't know. I never thought of it that way. You know, I never really said, whatever. I just said, whatever. You know, you're going to. You never expect anything in return, right? Other than just go out there and do your thing. And I kept plugging away, man. In 2018, the hammer dropped, you know. And they changed it to more podcasting tools and whatnot, and then they eventually made the distribution. Here we are in 2019. And last year, I think my momentum was very. It was concrete, right? It was, you know, with the sponsorships, and it was concrete momentum. It wasn't stable. It was just, you know, it was never really fluctuated. So, I never viewed it as a chore. I viewed it as a passion. And, it was just interesting because when the Anchor Nation really shut down last year in October, it's not really shut down. It's just I'm going to one day come back to it. Right now, I'm not in the mood to come back to it. I said to myself, all right, I'm going to be out of the game for a little bit. I have Touch Talks, but that's I have Uncle Mike. I have a couple people I know personally that we just, you know, we can shoot the breeze and whatnot, but we never really hit it off with anybody. I kept saying to myself, man, you just never know when you're going to get back into the game. And it took me a while. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it took me until April to realize, hey, we're going to get back into the game with the UP. And you know, the funny thing is, the ironic part is, I started my podcast, my first official day of podcasting, on July 1, 2017. And I'm going to start the official UP pod on July 1, 2019. So I just looking back, man, I kept saying to myself, like, it just hit me, like, boom. You know, I felt lost back in 2017. Now, I still, you know, everyone's going to feel lost, but I feel more confident than ever. I feel like things are starting to plug and play. I can start plugging in the pieces, and whether someone questions me or whether someone gives me an opinion, I don't care anymore, you know. That's just words. But for me, I think when we get to that day, when we launch that thing, in literally 2 weeks, or whatever, I'm going to say to myself, hey, listen, Kev, today wasn't your day, bro. It wasn't your day, it was the world's day. So, that's my thoughts, guy. I think the world's going to be in for something special. I think it's because of you guys that really pushed me to keep going. I mean, I don't really have much of a mentor or celebrity influence. I mean, obviously, my Mike's a great guy for the Beast Within, but other than him, I just kind of really get the energy for myself. I'm very driven. I'm very passionate about what I do. I don't take things lightly. I take things with, you know, 100% accountability. 100%. I take 100% effort. And I grind for what I got. You know, you don't grind for what you need, you grind for what you got. Because what you need will change every day, but what you got is what you got right now. That's constant. And the variables, how you plug and play the variables, that's up to you. And if you can make the constant more constant, the variable will slow down. So that's it, guys. Peace. Have a good one. Enjoy this episode. Enjoy the chat.